Pelican is a small community, but it is a fishing community, and for 5 years it was a fish town without a processor to buy the local fleet's salmon catch. That changed in 2015 when Jacoby Fisheries, owned by Pelican resident Seth Short, restarted operations in a former crab plant owned by the city. Today, they're the economic engine of the town of around 55 permanent residents, processing about $1.5 million in fish last season. Now, the city is negotiating the sale of the former crab plant, which Jacoby Fisheries has been leasing for the past 8 years. Stewart says Jacoby Fisheries is invested in Pelican.
We'd like to be in control of the future of our business and not have someone else in control of it.
That specter of outside control was raised in recent months. An investor partnership has offered $500,000 for the crab plant building, but the city wasn't interested. Kent Crayford, co-owner of Alaska Seaplanes, was involved. The other half of the partnership is Steve Daniels, who owns a charter fishing lodge in town. Daniels says the city never acknowledged their offer.
I waited for some kind of response from the city for over 5 weeks, I believe. And then finally there was a meeting and it wasn't on the agenda.
The pair is now threatening legal action if the city doesn't consider their offer, which they say would allow Jacoby Fisheries to remain as a long-term tenant. Pelican Mayor Patricia Phillips didn't want to be recorded for this story, but in an interview, she said that the city council feels Jacoby owning the property would be the best option for a community which is rooted in commercial fishing. Critics are concerned about a new city ordinance that would allow the sale of the crab plant to Jacoby for below market value, so long as it fosters economic development. The ordinance was passed unanimously by the city council in December. One of the most vocal critics has been Pelican resident Gerald Voss. He's concerned the city council is acting against the long-term interest of the community by crafting what he fears could be a sweetheart deal for the biggest business in town. He notes that a majority on the council are linked to the commercial fishing industry.
It makes it so a small group of people can pretty much take over the town with their votes. So 4 votes on a council, they can do anything they want.
Kent Crayford, one of the spurned investors, says the issue is not that the city has apparently chosen to sell to Jacoby, but rather that they failed to be transparent with other potential buyers.
They have one opportunity to maximize the return on the sale of that asset for the people of Pelican. You know, they have a responsibility, a fiduciary responsibility to the people of Pelican. And so what's just confusing to me is why they haven't given our proposal its due and equal consideration.
But Pelican's mayor, Patricia Phillips, insists that the city council is following the will of its citizens. She says the city has received some 40 letters supporting the sale. Jacoby Fisheries has invested in Pelican, and the city recognizes that, says owner Seth Stewart.
Generations of fishermen have delivered fish in Pelican, and it's amazing to have these people that have been fishing for 40 years and how happy they are that they can do that again. There's a real community that's based in commercial fishing that lasts more than just a season or more than just that one delivery. These people have been coming here for years.
Pelican's mayor says negotiations over terms of a sale are ongoing and no decisions have been made. There will be public meetings before anything's final. In the meantime, would-be investor Steve Daniels says he's shopping for an attorney. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Tosh Kimmel.